This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Hey, Ali, you want to tell me something about LaughPass?
Yes, man. LaughPass is $159 annually, but discounted to $139 with the podcast coupon code.
Code ITC. LaughPass members receive access to unlimited stand-up New York shows if you reserve spots in advance. VIP seating at each show. A free ticket for a friend to each show. A free drink upon arrival to each show.
A bottle of wine on your birthday week to drink during the show, but cannot leave the premises, though.
Don't you leave the premises. Direct alerts when big-name comics, such as myself, and other celebrities drop in. LaughPass is expanding to comedy clubs across the country, so be sure to check out www.getlaughpass.com and sign up to receive alerts for when LaughPass reaches your area.
Time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yes, y'all.
To the beat, y'all.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali, y'all.
And this is In the Conversation.
The podcast.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
Ha. What's good, man?
It's all good, man.
All right.
Just got back from Miami.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So got some sunshine.
Yeah.
I'm built for that kind of climate.
I mean, you built in that climate.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it seems like you get in Miami, your skin feel better, you look better, my hair act right, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it just seemed like, you know, you're supposed to be in the tropical weather. So.
felt like you were back to your origin.
Yeah, you know how, like, you put a lizard in something cold, its skin starts scaling up and shit? That's how I feel in this cold right now. Because when I get to Miami, my shit be all, feel, you know what I'm saying?
You back.
Yeah,
back.
Feel like I'm cocoa buttered up.
You don't need no lotion in Miami.
Exactly.
Nah, I get
no
that.
Lip balm.
Right. You don't feel no ash on you.
Skin feeling like, we here.
New York, that New York winter will destroy your epidermis. I think we do shed. I think, you know, maybe not as significantly as a snake, but all that ash. Is that dead skin coming off? That's that old July skin.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, man. Back in New York, ready to get it.
I hear that.
What's up with you?
I'm in New York trying to get it, getting at it, having a good time out here. Well, I'm not going to lie. I was having a great day until I'm still dealing with a lot of same shit I was dealing with last week. I feel like I didn't advance. You know? It's about the third time, maybe fourth time I've tried to do this data migration.
Word.
The
did you call your friend?
I did. I called a few people. I called Apple again. Then Apple was like, yo, call Seagate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I looked through, I went with the community. You know, so Seagate was like, yo, you might just need to send us back the drive. We'll give you another drive. That's what Seagate.
And remind us what the problem was again?
Basically, when I'm trying to, and this seems to be a problem, because when I'm in the forums, there's plenty of people with the same problem, but there's no resolution, which is the worst.
And what's this problem?
This basically, I'm trying to transfer. All right, so this is what happened. I got a computer. I have my computer. And I have an external hard drive, which I use for, you know, offloading a bunch of shit as it gets, you know, more and more dense on my
computer.
But then also I use it as my time machine.
Right.
Right. So I got, that was a 4 terabyte drive. So I got to the point to where that shit is almost at capacity, so much so that they gave me a, they sent me a message, say, yo, we deleted your earliest time machine file to make room for the new one.
Mm-hmm.
You're at capacity. If you don't want this shit to happen no more, you need to get yourself a bigger drive. So I'm like, all right, well, shit, because they evicting my files. My first file, my very first file, my baby boy file, and got evicted. I don't even think I could retrieve that shit. I don't even know what it was, but the fact that it was my first file make me feel very, you know what I mean, personally vulnerable. Invested. Yeah, that was my baby. That shit is dead. So I don't want them to kill no more of my files. So I went and got a double the size drive. I went from a 4 terabyte to an 8, figuring, all right, that should be it. Give me some room. So I figured it would be an easy thing, easy breezy. First time I did it, everything moved over, but then some shit got fucked up. And I'm like, what? And you gotta realize. This is 4 terabytes worth of data.
Right.
So it's been taking me like 3 to 4 days
right.
to get through the process, right? So these are 3 to 4 days you commit. Like, I've been doing this shit since the Oscars, since a couple of days before the Oscars. However long that is, damn near full month. So I'd call Apple. This is my third time calling Apple. This time Apple was kind of like, dog, I think it might be the drive. We don't know what to do. And that's super frustrating. When you call the people that's supposed to have the answer and they don't have no answers, you know what I mean? You're exasperated.
No doubt.
Then I call Seagate. Seagate ain't really had no... And the funny thing is they be kind of sideways blaming the other company. Well, what'd they say? Right. They told you to call me? Well, that's what they would do. You know, but they were like, look, just send the drive back. We'll give you another drive. So that's where we at now.
So with all your shit on it?
Nah, I deleted it. You know, I've been deleting. I mean, my shit might be on it. You never know.
Right.
But,
Oh, this is the new drive.
This is the new drive. They want me to send
a new drive.
Okay. Since shit ain't going over there, they were like, yo, it should have been way faster than that. Da, 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 da. It's probably the drive. Hopefully, it's the drive. So I'm going to send the drive. A couple days later, I'll get a new drive and we'll see what the fuck happens. But at this point, I'm just sick. Because I haven't been able to really fuck with my laptop because my laptop has been in the midst of migration.
Right.
It's plugged in on both sides. I can't move the shit nowhere. So when I want to move and groove or go certain places in the world and write, I'm doing it on my iPhone. You know what I mean? Or on the pad and pen. And I miss my machine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm sick about this shit.
You and your machines, boy.
Yeah, man. I thought I had good technology. Thought I had good technology luck, but it seems as though.
Yeah, man. Mm. Everybody run into it, man. Is the Mercury
in retrograde?
That's
what they've been saying. You know, they always.
That's what they say Mercury's in retrograde.
I don't know if it still is, but I just heard it earlier today.
Yeah, man. You know that shit happens.
Matt, let us know if Mercury's still in retrograde.
And my Mercury in retrograde experience was a drive, and that bitch just
this
died.
Year.
Nah, this was. I'm not gonna talk it up, but that was.
Oh, like so a that shit got you shook.
Yeah, like 2012 ish or some shit. Yeah, it got me shook. I lost 5 figures of money.
So do you? No. All right. I mean, obviously, lose it. Hold on.
Mercury is in retrograde.
It is? Is there an end date or is just yeah,
it's
when
definitely
it feel
an
like
end date.
It?
It's definitely an end date.
But does it report the end date or let you know?
March 28th.
You got another week and a half.
There's just a website that is Mercury in retrograde.
That's funny. What brings Mercury on to being retro? Is it just the way that the moon?
Yeah, the moon.
I think it's the way it appears to be rotating.
Yeah.
I think it's like it's all an illusion that it looks like it's going the other way from our perspective, but I don't know how it works.
So, and when that happens,
shit gets crazy.
That's what they say.
I've heard don't sign no contracts when Mercury's in retrograde. I know somebody that's like, they won't sign.
Yeah, I know people like that too. But with the technology shit, during the retrograde shit, I walked in my room, my office and shit, and I just heard the drive go just out of the blue. I'm like, what the fuck was that?
You didn't even turn it on.
No, it was just sitting over there in its own space. The computer was on. It was hooked up to the computer.
And you heard that shit?
And I heard the little sound go. I'm like, what the fuck was that? Yeah. And I go over there. I don't see it mounted. Ooh. And then, you know, he got the little thing, like such and such, you know, ejected improperly.
Yeah. Right.
So I plug it back up, you know what I'm saying?
Take it light.
Yeah, it's just light work. Nothing. Shit won't. I turn the computer off and on. Nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Take it out. Let it cool down. Nothing. Ugh. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm worried. I'm in a panic because all my files are on there. I'm in the middle of one of the biggest projects I ever worked on at the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm almost, good thing I was on the last episode of that shit, but they wanted changes to the episode. So I'm like, fuck. So all the files to that is on that shit. All the files to a whole bunch of, like, four other projects is on this drive. And I sent it to somebody that, the drive expert. Say you can't get shit off of it, you know what I'm saying? Came back, tried another person. He was like, man, I can't get nothing off of it. I can send it to Texas. I'm like, Texas? Right. Then Texas wanted $500.
Just, like, to look at it?
No, for the, if they,
if they could find it, but they'll look at it for free. Because I heard some people charge just to look at it.
I don't know. I don't remember. All okay. I know is I couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. But I sent it to a third person. It was like they couldn't get nothing from it. So I was a wrap.
So it was it. That was it.
So I got to call people like, yo.
Ooh.
Yeah, I ain't have it backed up. You know what I'm saying? Wow. This is my lesson. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't backed up. I had to call people. I'm losing. Like I said, I'm losing money.
Big money.
You know what I'm saying? Now people is frustrated. But the big, big project I was on, luckily I was on that last episode. And I cheated. The little changes they made, I was able to take a little bit from earlier cuts.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? From the MP4 and not the regular edit files.
Okay.
And then piece it together.
Okay.
And get it out the door.
Okay.
Luckily.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, shit.
Luckily.
So you got out of retrograde.
I got out of that one, but okay. Shit, after losing about $11,000.
Oh, you did? I thought you...
No, on my big project, I made it through, but on like 3-4 other projects, I was a dub. I lost people footage.
Damn. Yeah, that's the shit. That's the thing about this whole shit. And it's nothing you can fucking do.
At all. But back your shit up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the lesson. You know
right,
what
but even then, what if both of them shits crash?
Yeah, if both of them shits crash, somebody break your house, steal both of them shits, you know what I mean? Yeah, ain't much you could do, but you could just try.
I was thinking that's going to become the new drives in probably like 30 years. That's going to be like the new found photographer. You ever see this shit? Like, you know how people find an old negatives or old photography at flea markets and shit? I got a feeling people going to be finding these old tossed out drives, somehow bringing them shits to life, and then they got your entire life there, and that shit's going to be content for someone right. 30 years.
Like, look at this guy.
Look at this motherfucker. He didn't even know to do this.
He wrecked his Audi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ain't that some shit? Look at this. He was going through it.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
But you know what I'm saying? They say the cloud and all that shit, but the cloud too slow for video and all that shit.
I don't never trust the cloud.
You can't be. I mean, sometimes you back files up, like if I'm sending them to somebody, but shit, one shoot could take 3 days to send somebody on the cloud to upload, and then they got to download the shit for a day. So that ain't really efficient. I'm looking for. I wish it was an efficient way to put heavy files up. You know what I'm saying?
Dropbox isn't good enough.
Nah, Dropbox is fine, but it's, you know what I'm saying, it's not fast enough. That's the whole thing. Okay. Like your internet guy, I need a super fast type of internet, and I don't know what that is.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You could get a T1, but that still ain't gonna get you as fast as you would want it.
Okay.
But then the other person got to have it too.
Yeah, it can.
You know what I'm saying? To make it efficient. So, you know, so right now, shit, quickest thing going is a drive.
Well, that was drive talk. That's where we at right there. So you respect and you believe Mercury retrograde is legitimate?
Do I respect and believe it? I respect it.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not sure. It's an observation. You know what I'm saying? A lot, you know what I mean? I don't know. I've only been here a few years, and I ain't been studying it like that. I don't know astrology. But there are certain things that do happen and that are worth noting. Like, during this particular kind of time, this is what happens. Mm-hmm. Just like, you know what I'm saying, summer, it gets warm. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, these types of plants grow in these types of environments.
Mm-hmm.
It's mango season from this time to that time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We do get tripped up nowadays with, you know, the genetically modified shit where they could make an orange any fucking time of the year, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Have you noticed, though, oranges don't taste like they used to. They kind of bland.
Nah, they don't.
Yeah, because I guess it's that GMO shit.
That GMO.
That shit done took the taste, took the soul out the orange.
Exactly. Like, you know, when you get like a fresh orange from a tree,
mm-hmm.
it tastes a lot different than the grocery store orange.
Yeah.
Like even avocados and shit. I used to have an avocado tree in my backyard growing up. So, you know, that was like afternoon snack when, you know what I'm saying, ain't nothing in the refrigerator. You go out there and throw a rock and hit the stem and drop your avocado down in your hand. Cut that bitch open and salt and pepper it up. You know what I'm saying? That was a snack. But avocados taste different now.
I'm not the biggest avocado eater.
Avocado's hot right now. Them shit's expensive.
Yeah.
Shit's about $1.50 a piece.
For avocado, is that expensive for an avocado?
Yeah. That's expensive for anything.
$1.50 for
you,
avocado?
You could get a whole burger with lettuce and tomatoes on that bitch for $1.
Yeah, but you know, some bullshit. It's made out of some other shit.
I mean, but you know what I'm saying? That's where we at. Like, lemons cost goddamn near
$1. Lemons are expensive. Like, shout out to lemons. But mango has always been, mango's like almost like, yeah, I guess about $1.50, $2-$3 sometimes. I guess so.
I mean, I mean, it's like shit.
What avocado used to cost?
Way less than that.
Like 50 cents?
I don't know. You could get a bag of them bitches, you know what I'm saying, for $3-$4 back in the day. Not even back in the day, but 2007, '08, '09, you know. But as they gain in popularity, the price rises.
Right.
It even got laws. Like, you know, people selling, like, not bootleg avocados, but, like, you know, they got laws in some states where you can't fucking sell avocados on your own like that.
You can't get that money.
You can't get that money.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck kind of cartel shit is this?
Yeah. That avocado, we don't cut into my profit.
Man, avocado, I mean, shit, that's
so
like...
So it's black market avocado out there.
Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know how usually you see people selling fruit and shit, vegetables on the street?
Right.
Some places you can't do that with avocados.
I also heard in, speaking of taking from nature for your own gain... I heard I never thought about using this, but you know how it's so dry in California. They don't allow you to collect rainwater in California.
And like, so states where you can't do that too. A lot of states. I don't think you could do it in Florida.
That's crazy. All that rain in Florida.
Nah, because then you fucking with the money.
I guess.
Well, they'll say, you know, it could be harmful, blah, 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 but that's really about the money.
That's what it is.
You cutting into these utilities, nigga. Yeah, yeah. Utilities is the backbone of this shit, because, you know what I'm saying, that's some shit you got to pay.
Mm.
So, you know what I'm saying, you can't not pay electric and gas and fucking water.
Right.
You ain't finna, you know what I'm saying?
Those are the staples. That's the government.
You can't go get a propane tank for your crib in Brooklyn.
It's illegal.
No, you can't do that shit. You could do it if you off the grid in some rural area and fuel your house with propane. Mm. You can't do that shit in the city.
Can you fuel a full house with a propane tank?
Yeah, in rural areas, it's a big ass tank.
Oh, a big ass propane.
Yeah, a big ass propane tank. How you cook and heat your house.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In places like Bermuda, you go to Bermuda, the roofs on the houses are made of limestone, and limestone is a natural filter for water. And so basically you have these limestone roofs, and when the rain comes in, this is all the houses, when the rain comes in, it goes through your roof, and then it collects in the thing, and that's the water for your house.
Where is this?
In Bermuda.
Really?
Yeah. So that's why you in Bermuda, this is why it's all the sparkling white roofs on top of the houses look like little cakes. But then when people go by somebody's house and they roof dirty,
don't want to drink there.
don't want nothing there because you got to cook with that same water and all that shit.
So you got to keep your roof clean.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
That's your Brita filter.
Exactly. Like, if your roof fucked up, niggas like, hey, you tripping.
You got, they judging you from the outside. Exactly. Look at that motherfucker's roof.
Ooh, loud.
Got dusty. He got bird shit on his roof. That's a lot to fucking have to keep after. I guess if you're used to it's not like, a lot,
but it's not I don't think you had to get up there and clean the shit every day. It's just, like I said, the limestone itself is a natural filter.
Right.
So, you know, you keep it, you clean it, and then it do what it's supposed to do naturally.
I'm going to check that out. I never knew that. The more you know.
Yeah.
The more you know. Well, look at
that. But they don't want you cutting into the utilities. Now they just trying to create new utilities. You know what I'm saying? Like your cell phone bill. Cost more than all that shit right now. Mine do.
Your cell phone bill costs more than everything else?
Not except for gas in the winter.
Really?
Gas in the summer, yes.
Where you at, Sofa? How you? Where you coming in at? You got family plan?
Almost $500. Four phones, two tablets, unlimited. All of that shit is like $100. After all this fucking shit, it's almost $100 a phone.
What you doing with it? You got your tablets or cellular too?
No, I mean tablet.
What's the tablet? The tablet line. iPod?
A tablet line.
The iPad
requires a $20 a month fee.
A tablet line.
Yes, buddy. Tablet line is $20.
I've never heard of a tablet line.
Man, you ain't got a tablet on the line.
Hell no, my tablet's on the Wi-Fi. My tablet don't got a number. Okay, it's a tablet.
So you got the tablet lines. The tablet lines ain't shit. It's the regular fucking phones that's the problem.
Yeah.
The regular fucking phones is almost $100 a piece is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's wild.
And they got you locked in like it's a utility. Like, yeah.
You need this.
What's up?
Yeah.
Then Wi-Fi. They want theirs every month. That's right. A utility.
Right.
So somebody got to, at some point, somebody got to get fucking cut.
Right.
You got to make a decision.
Who goes first? Who gets cut?
Tablet line.
Oh, of course. Tablet line gets shut down. Fucking tablet line.
That unlimited. Look, see, if I ain't had kids, the unlimited shit would go.
Unlimited data.
Unlimited data shit would go.
Okay.
Because I could spend a lot of time on the Wi-Fi. You know what I'm saying? Okay. The kids out in the world, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They're going to kill you because they ain't going to stick to no data limits and restrictions.
Nah, they're going to be doing them.
Exactly. So, shit, after they out the house, then, shit, unlimited could go, and then I'll probably have a respectable bill. Ah. I'd be like one of them OG people would flip after that. I'd really bring back my Motorola joint.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Time port?
Yeah, not time for it. What's the little?
StarTech.
StarTech. Bring my StarTech back.
Take it back.
The black StarTech is my favorite phone of all time.
Yeah, yeah. I never had a StarTech. Those shits was fire though. I do remember they were the phone. That was pre my entry. Like I saw it. That's back when cell phones were still aspirational. You know what I mean?
So I got that up there looking at it. I'm like, shit, I go back to a StarTech on the ass fucking with me.
Just to hit him on some Throwback Thursday shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, he got that StarTech. That's hard.
Them shits hot as fuck though on your ear.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of which, I don't know how legitimate it is. I saw a report that's saying these AirPods linked, it could cause cancer.
Already?
Yes. I
ain't been out but 2 years.
That might be the hater report.
Causing cancer already?
That's what it looked, man. It's fast. They
said it took baby powder 50 years to cause the cancer.
Yeah, I guess everything. Baby powder. I ain't forgot about baby powder cancer.
Yeah, hey, you don't remember about
talcum powder cancer?
Baby powder cancer.
I believe it, but that's, I never... I feel like I heard about it, but I don't think it made...
Yes, nigga, like when people put the shit in their drawers to keep the shit kind of dry.
Yeah.
They saying that shit causing all kind of
testicular cancer?
No, niggas don't do that shit. Mostly women do that.
So what is it, clog up your pores?
No, it fucking... The shit in the powder causes certain types of cancers in your cervical area.
Okay.
Because, people putting it, you know what I'm saying, in their undergarments to keep themselves dry in those places.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, it's out there.
You got to
be careful with the powder.
All powder. You got to go light on it.
Go light I'd on heard powder, a while. You know what I'm saying?
I know there's a difference between deodorant and antiperspirant now. Antiperspirant supposedly give it to you. Because antiperspirant is fucking with the nodules or something in there. It clogs up some shit.
Yeah.
Deodorant is like deodorizing. I guess you could still get moderately funky because deodorant is a little lighter. Antiperspirant's coming through with the caulk.
Right.
You know what I mean? They doing some shit to your body.
It's like when you get the deodorant with the, when you buy the cologne and deodorant.
Yeah.
That shit.
That's for sure.
That shit never keeps. You'll be funky as fuck. Fucking with that shit.
That's ridiculous. Fucking polo deodorant. Polo sport deodorant, nigga. That got you funky in a motherfucker. And get that degree on.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Have you seen the latest in the Gucci resolution, I guess.
The Gucci reparations.
Gucci reparations. Gucci, I'm just trying to get you niggas back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, with the programs that they initiated.
Yeah, like well, that. It's a lot going on with Gucci. Not a lot, but it's interesting how the protests, mm-hmm. the 3-month protests,
mm-hmm.
that I feel Elder T.I. might have kicked off. Yeah,
I mean, it was a few, but Elder T.I. is, you know, Martin Luther Tip.
He's Martin Luther Tip of the Instagrams. I feel like that's where I heard it from, but he was the one that kind of kicked it off. Then I saw some shit Dame Dash was Instagramming about. There was a mm-hmm. Gucci burn. Where right. you come and bring your Gucci and right. burn that shit right. in public.
Right. A Gucci bonfire.
A Gucci, that's a upscale ass bonfire. Shit. So that was that. And after that happened, Dapper Dan reported. Shout out to Dapper Dan, because I like that he's, you know, from what I see, he's out here trying to make it happen, trying to do the work.
He doing the work. They did it to him. They did him in the early age. You know what yeah. I'm saying? The early days, they... You know, the same company that came and, you know, helped put him under.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Trying to bring him back.
Needs him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Needs him to help bring them back in the fold. You understand? So Dap is in a unique position mm-hmm. to have a conversation yeah. on both sides of the game. Because right. he was the streets.
Yeah.
He was the look of the streets was yeah, Dapper Dan.
Had Eric B. and Rakim.
Even
on
though
he, fire.
You know, and so he's in a unique position to be the one talking about it. And it's right. good to see that he's the one.
And he's on it.
Yeah.
He's on it. So Dapper Dan is where, you know, I follow Dapper Dan. And, Dapper Dan follows nobody. Interesting.
He don't even be on this shit.
Oh, you don't think this Dapper? You think this
I mean,
is,
you know.
The young.
If
you
don't follow nobody,
son?
It don't even matter who it is. Do it.
Oh, you mean he don't be on Instagram? I thought you meant like he's not the person putting the shit up.
Yeah, he might not even be on the ground.
I mean, yeah, Dap might be a little, who knows? He got somebody posting for him. Dap is in tune.
Dap out on the streets every day taking pictures, man.
Of course, he's out here working on his brand.
Exactly.
Anyway, so Gucci announced the Change Makers Initiative. Did you read these?
I read them when Dap posted them about 3 weeks ago.
No, this is the latest one. He posted like a day ago.
Okay.
Announcing Gucci Changemakers. Introducing Gucci Changemakers, a global program that supports industry change and fosters unity through community action. Following the company's announcement of a long-term diversity and inclusion action plan, initially launched internally in 2018, the program includes a multi-year $5 million Changemakers fund and a $1.5 million scholarship program in North America alongside a global employee volunteering framework that will fuel the company's commitment to creating lasting social impact in our communities and within the fashion industry.
Right.
But it goes in, it's a multi-prong situation.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to read all the prongs, as this is a podcast. You can go to Dapper Dan Harlem on Instagram to get informed. But some things I want to talk about. There's a fund, a $5 million fund, but then they got this, they got like a $20,000 grant
mm-hmm.
that's given to you, but over the course of 4 years,
mm-hmm.
so that's about $5,000 a year.
Yeah.
Did you get... I felt like that could have been a little higher, but I mean, you know, it is what it is.
But you see, here's the thing, man.
Go ahead,
it ain't even about the money. You know what I'm saying?
It's about the effort?
It's, you know, in fashion, right? You go into fashion, any of the fashion houses, you're not seeing a whole bunch of motherfuckers.
It's to be in the building.
No people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The most valuable thing is to be in the building, is to be able to get the information,
right.
is to be able to take those ideas that you have
mm-hmm.
from sitting in your bedroom in Virginia, Miami,
right.
you know what I'm saying, Idaho, wherever the fuck you sitting at, and to be able to put it next to the shit that's really happening.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And get that understanding and that information. And that's what a lot of times we don't have the information.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we don't never get close enough to the real game.
No access.
To even see the information. So if they're going to provide access, even if it's to 2-3 motherfuckers a year, You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's better than what's been happening. You know what I'm saying? What's been happening is you kind of shut out.
True.
And then, you know, you got to get all the way popping like mm-hmm. Virgil or like, you know what I'm saying, some of these other cats that have broken through
mm-hmm.
to even get close to it. Shit, look how, shit, it took, Kanye was Kanye and he still couldn't get as close to it as he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So to make an effort to say, hey, you know what? You will bring up a few motherfuckers through this program. They might face shit out after whatever. But if 2-3 people could come through that wasn't going to get through, that shit is progress.
It's a win.
You know what I'm saying? That's right. A win. All
right.
All this shit is a win. It's just like when Bev was trying to break Gucci in
mm-hmm.
Vibe, you know what I'm saying, as an advertiser. And they didn't understand, you know. And then she took and made that book
mm-hmm.
of people in Harlem rocking that shit. You know what I'm saying? This is like the next step of that. This is not only them seeing it and then, okay, we'll spend money to get them to buy, but we'll spend money now to get them to even be a part of the process.
Right.
So that's why Dame Dash is saying, you know what I'm saying, you know, this is a good thing.
Oh, is Dame saying that?
I think, from what I understand.
I hope they get it figured out. I got some Gucci sneakers for Valentine's Day.
Did you?
Yeah, right
during the protest.
Yeah,
you that able. Nigga.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get them. I didn't buy. It was a gift.
Did you wear them?
I didn't wear them yet, but I didn't cancel them either.
You didn't go burn them either.
No, I definitely didn't burn them.
Man, them niggas didn't give a fuck. It was like Grammy weekend, like right after the whole shit popped off.
Yeah.
Them niggas was Gucci down. Like, hey, you know, I hear what Tip's saying, but I'm going to wait for him to burn his.
Because to your point about Mercury and retrograde and mango season and all that, I have a theory that racism gets its most innovative during Black History Month. Right? For Gucci to hide racism in a turtleneck. That's some next level.
It wasn't even hiding.
Well, it wasn't. Listen, to put it in, incorporate the shit in a turtleneck.
At this point, dog, I'm feeling that racism
troll.
Is a strategy.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, let's do some provocative. Just provocative. Let's get some going. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, for Prada, Gucci, and whoever, Montclair, and all the motherfuckers mm-hmm. do the shit all at the same time. Come on, man. It's obviously the memo went out. Niggas will buy more if you insult them.
Or at least you'll make the news, you know what and saying? The people will at least know about it.
And all news, you know what I'm saying? All news is good news, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
All press is good press. So,
right.
You know, we might gain a few Trump followers and shit.
Hilarious. Shout out to my man, Ro Nose. He's a listener, but we were going back and forth about another aspirational brand. I don't know if you saw this, but I think yesterday...
Mm-hmm.
Mercedes-Benz, they posted this thing on Twitter. It was like the best Benz references ever.
Right, I saw you post that.
Yeah. So I posted it because it was interesting. It was right. Like, all right, that's kind of cool.
But
right?
I don't think this is their first time doing that.
Okay.
But I can't remember. I remember them doing it before a few years back, but
okay.
I can't remember what it was. But
I thought it was kind of cool. I thought it was cool. But then my man, Ro Nose, he hit me. He was like, is this cool or not? You know, Twitter is becoming a McDonald's commercial for brands now. We need some traction with Negroes. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Head to Twitter and say, caption this and watch the numbers flow. You know, blah, blah, blah. We had mm-hmm. a conversation. But part mm-hmm. of that conversation, because I felt them on that.
Mm-hmm.
I felt them on that.
And what was the point?
His point was, you know, it's entertaining that I get locked in on the nigga shit. It is the basically he's saying that, you know, it's really he feels like it's marketing. It's just it ain't no.
But it's all marketing.
It's all marketing. That's what
job.
I said. I said, look, I don't confuse marketing with love or respect.
Right.
I don't know if it's cool. I think it's a little overdue. It's good that it's happening, right? But at the same time, you know, it is, you know, I don't confuse it for I know what it is. I know now. Right. It's been widely reported that hip-hop culture is mainstream culture. So now right. everybody, now you don't got to look down on it. Now it's not no outcast shit.
Right.
Now it's about market share, right?
But Benz had a whole campaign with Jay-Z lyrics.
Okay.
They were the first, they were the company to produce the Jay-Z blue car.
Oh, wait. I'm about to pass you twice.
Exactly.
I remember that was over 10 years ago.
And they had the Jay-Z, when Jay-Z came out with the Jay-Z blue, Right. It was on a Mercedes.
Okay.
It was on a C-Class.
Okay.
We did a whole event around that shit.
Right. So, I say all that, but one thing that he brought up, back to your point about Gucci, Prada, Montclair, he said, you know, marketing is the ultimate exploitation of cultures of all types. He said, if you're a good marketer, you almost factor being offensive as cost of doing business. Collateral damage is, if it works out, it's a win. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of true. I mean,
But you know what I'm saying? And as a marketer, as a, you know, I guess a former marketer, I guess, you know, I guess I work in marketing and I'm making sure that brands getting their point across.
Right.
The thing about it is that you're always looking at what people are doing and thinking and saying and how they move in order to move products, in order to move culture, in order to move all this shit, records, you know what I'm saying? Everybody looking at, okay, who doing what? So is that working? All right, we're going to do that. Is this working? We're going to do this. Okay, with the Latinx community, they fucking with that. All right, we're going to fuck with that.
Right.
And the whole point of selling products to groups, to a mass audience, is that you had to break that audience down into segments.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to get there, you had to be able to identify with those markets. The bad marketing is in when you don't consider that culture's, you know what I'm saying, nuances.
Right.
And you just do what you think
without
consideration.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes fucked up marketing. Or you do it on purpose to create the outcry and the uproar and the press around it.
Yeah.
And all of that shit.
That's diabolical marketing.
The crazy part about it is that the people on Twitter and social media are showing brands how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mercedes ain't coming up with what was the best Benz references because that's what they just came up with in the office. You know what I'm saying? It's people that's already doing shit like this and already exploiting the algorithm and already, you know what I'm saying, making shit move as individuals and showing marketers, oh, we could do it like that. Oh, if we cause a little controversy, there ain't no thing. That shit'll go away in 2 days. Mm-hmm. Let's just do it and get our name out there today and then shit, we'll get more followers or, you know what I'm saying, we'll sell more goods. Same as cats are doing on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So the culture is actually teaching the marketers how to market in the good and in the bad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I see marketers doing exactly the same shit as cats on social media doing.
Yeah. It was, see it working.
You know what I'm saying? Because if it worked, it worked.
Yeah. That is true. So what did you think? You thought you fuck with it?
I mean, I didn't even see the shit until you posted it.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was simple. That ain't even no real hard-hitting shit. It was just some today shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It was the best Benz reference. They could do that all day. Niggas always talking about Benzes. You know what I'm saying? Benzes is in there and permeated all forms of culture on every level. White, black, German, Japanese. You know what I'm saying? Whole world on Benzes. They just maintaining. They know, you know what I mean?
Aspiration.
Yeah, it's aspiration. And it's like, you know, everybody, and now especially with how Mercedes are creating Mercedes for everybody. They got a $30,000 Mercedes, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then they got the ultra premium Mercedes.
Right.
So they spreading it out. They letting you know you could get in. And even when they did the Jay-Z references, it was on a C-Class.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Jay-Z ain't never talked about no C-Class.
I wonder if he knew that.
He knew that.
Going
he
in,
he
did like, the you deal. We're going to put this on the C.
He did the deal.
It's like,
oh, you know what I'm saying?
Is that what you really want to do?
I mean, you know, our upscale clients don't want an electric blue Mercedes.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
you know what I mean?
It's Jay-Z blue, actually.
It's Jay-Z blue.
Not electric.
I thought that was interesting that he came out with that. He trademarked the color, the particular color, and then later named his daughter Blue.
Yeah, the long con.
So I wonder what it is with Blue with Jay. Is he a Crip?
he was a Crip that never crossed.
Like, it seemed like Snoop Dogg. Yeah. Snoop Dogg would have did that.
Right. Maybe he just wanted to be a Crip. That
never crossed. Nah, drop never line.
Crossed. Yeah, they didn't go to enough meetings. What's up, man? What's going on with you?
Oh man, shit. Life has been crazy, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm saying. My mom died.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had the memorial service this weekend in Miami. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, brought with family. You know what I'm saying? It's the first time my younger kids went to Miami.
Oh, really?
My daughter and my son. That was my my son been there. He was real little, though.
Okay.
So we haven't been in Miami and as a family.
Wow.
Because my pops moved from Miami to another place. So now, you know what I'm saying, we got to go to Atlanta. Then we got to go to see my pops.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? After you make those two trips, it's like,
can't do this Miami.
You just, what we going to Miami for? Just,
we road weary. For what?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of them shits ain't close like that.
Okay.
So this was their first time going. My daughter discovered the beach.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
Like, the Miami beach. Because, you know, she's been to the beaches up here.
In Coney Island or something.
Like, Sag Harbor, right. Okay. The Rockaway joints. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But that's
decent beaches. That's, I guess there ain't no real beach.
There ain't no Miami
Everybody
beach.
That grew up with a beach always looked down on New York beaches.
I mean,
hey, the water and the sand.
But it ain't blue. The beach. It ain't that hot.
Water and sand
is
a beach.
The water's still kind of cool.
Hey, man. It's wet.
It ain't Miami Beach.
All right, so Miami Beach. What's the difference in... Y'all got soft sand out
no,
there.
No, the sand is not soft. It's not soft sand.
It ain't.
They got soft sand in New York.
Yeah?
Sag Harbor got soft sand. Like, that's that powdery type of sand.
Okay, okay.
Like, Miami got that coarse sand that
get
hot.
You could have kept
hot.
Your sneakers on.
This shit get hot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You fuck around, need a flip-flop.
Oof. Yeah. So, but the ocean is blue. Is that what you're going
ocean
with?
Ocean is blue.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The water is warm. And, you know, it's warm year round.
That's true. Yeah, I guess that does make a
it's tropical.
Difference.
That you know, they got palm trees.
Yeah.
Palm trees and beaches. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no palm trees in New York.
That helps out.
It's just water.
Dog, I tell you, on some beach shit, we're going to get right back to on some beach shit. I went to Barcelona. Their beaches was a little disappointing. Like, I mean, I probably went to the wrong beach. Somebody's going to be like, nigga, you went to
the
wrong beach.
What is that, the Mediterranean?
Don't get me to lying. Matt, let us know. I believe it. please don't get me talking about. I told you I didn't even know neighborhoods last week.
Well, what's wrong? It's in the Mediterranean in Barcelona, yeah.
Is that what you're going with? Okay.
So what was wrong with that beach? Other than it's
shit
too,
was beautiful.
Too
it was beautiful. It was crowded like a motherfucker, but the sand felt like concrete. I felt like I was at a block party. Like, it was way too many motherfuckers. And the shit, it was like pebble type shit.
Right.
I'm sure, because I read in little things, there's some shit, if you drive a half hour or hour up the way, cut through here, there's a little,
enclave.
You know what I'm saying? That's fly to the motherfucker.
Right.
But the people's beach.
Europeans like to go to the beach.
Dog, that shit was like Port Authority. Everybody was out there.
That's what I'm saying. Anywhere they go, like you go to a place where a lot of Europeans visit, they going to be on that beach packed in.
Same thing with the Bahamas. It was nice sand, but I'm telling you, everybody.
Where you went in the Bahamas?
The Bahamas. Malia. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
That's the name of the resort. It was the Bahamas.
Part? Was Nassau? Was it?
Nassau. Okay. I want to say it was Nassau. I went to Nassau. Matt, check out Malia Resorts. MELIA, Bahamas. What part of it? I think that's Nassau.
You say it was crowded? A lot of...
My man. It was ridiculous. And I mean, it was... I got down to the beach around 11-something. Right. I'm figuring, all right.
Late.
I was done. I felt like it was 11 p.m. It was late. No room on the beach. It was no little... You know, you look for the little recliner to get your little towel and all that shit. Nah. You were assed out.
Hey,
that
man.
Shit was like, you need to be there. It was like Black Friday.
That's shit. I already be knowing.
Yeah.
So I took my daughter...
It's in Nassau? It's in Nassau.
I took my daughter to the beach.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? She was, you know, she was on her, you know, out there discovering how you grew up this close to the beach and you didn't tell me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she was out there, you know, she didn't watch too much social media. So, you know what I'm saying? She out there laid out like she
getting her, like her current mood on.
Yeah, her current mood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what's up. It's so, yeah, it's gonna so use
wild.
This beach.
It's so wow, you
get
know what
these
I mean?
Beach likes
the influence. You know what I mean? Not that she posted it or whatever. It's just like that's You can see the movement.
You know, like, a good backdrop when you see it.
You know? You know what I'm saying? So she was like, yeah. I mean, she was into it. So.
Did you know how to swim?
Yeah, I know how to swim. Okay.
I figured. I
mean, from Miami, so.
I'm sure there's some motherfuckers in Miami that don't know how to swim. I got some. Well, so go ahead. So you were in Miami. Obviously, you're out there for the funeral.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, the funeral went smooth, you know what I'm saying? Me and my sister kind of put it together,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, it wasn't like one of them sad funerals. You ain't have, like, the, you know, there's certain things that,
right.
like, in the church program, mm-hmm. they make it sad. Like,
mm-hmm.
First funeral I ever went to was my grandfather's funeral, and I was young. And I could see where they purposely made shit sad, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and then... Because I just felt like at a certain point they sang this song, "Soon or Very Soon, He is Gonna See the King." Mm-hmm. And it sounded like a happy song,
mm-hmm.
but that shit was sadder than the motherfucker. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers start, as soon as they start singing that shit, motherfuckers start falling out and passing out and, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, wailing.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every time I was like, when I make a movie and I have a funeral scene, that is the song that I'm
That's
using.
The one.
That is the one. Because I still don't think nobody has really done a real good black funeral scene.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good
Like, Coolie High, you know what I'm saying? Even though, you know what I'm saying, it was kind of like the sad part was like after the funeral, like at the gravesite when he went with the liquor by himself
mm-hmm.
to go see Cochise.
Mm.
After everybody had left. But I think a black movie is do a good funeral scene.
Wow.
And I'm going to use that song.
That's a that's a good piece of trivia. Not trivia, but that's something to explore. Good black funeral scene. I'm thinking of Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins, I think. Was there a funeral in that one? Or one of them where I don't remember any really...
I always think of Coolie High because they had the It's So Hard
right, right.
to Say Goodbye.
That was the original one, too, huh?
To Yesterday, yeah.
Who sang the original one?
I don't know.
Nobody know. Boys to Men kind of owned that.
Yeah,
that's
but
like,
they owned it, but
Matt will let us know, but I mean, it's
so
like,
hard to say goodbye to Yesterday, Coolie High. Who sang that song?
Because it's kind of like what Whitney did Dolly.
Right. But, So you know, it was smooth. Everything went smooth. You know, you had a few, you know what I mean, a few sideways moments and shit. You know what I'm saying? I had a uncle get on the mic and talk that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, try to throw shade and shit. You know what I mean? But, you know, let that fly a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's like me and my sister, like, kind of working entertainment and shit.
Right.
So he got up there, you know, talking about, yeah, you could work with these big companies and all in entertainment. And she Suge Knighted us and shit. All in entertainment. But if you're not bringing your family along, you won't have nothing.
Ugh.
Like, nigga, you weren't coming along no way. How the fuck are you coming along? Mm-hmm. You ain't never called me ever. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you can't come. For real.
Oh, he couldn't come?
No, I'm just saying. Along.
Okay.
Along. How you coming? What you bringing to the table, man?
Oh, man.
What is you saying? Who can't come? Everybody that's coming is already here. So he talked that shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I let that shit roll off. But so, you know, other than that, everything was smooth, man. Everybody, you know, came together. The food was good.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? All, you know, it was interesting, you know, all the people that showed up and, you know, showed love,
uh-huh.
you know what I mean? I appreciate all that, you know what I'm saying? Even from the Instagram, people posting, right. Facebook,
right.
you know what I'm saying? Friends sending, you know what I'm saying? They condolences and shit. All of that, you know what I'm saying? It's a type of thing you don't think about in mm-hmm. your day-to-day life of going along, you know, who gonna be there. In a, you know what I'm saying, those kind of times.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Is everybody there? You know what I mean? Not everybody, but in good times, shit, people show up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. When it's hard, it's a little tougher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I ain't really never did a whole bunch of death. You know what I mean? It's like, we got a pretty young family. It's like my grandma died, but no, it wasn't a whole lot of death. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, dealing with it as close as this is like, you know, a new experience.
Yeah, it can be tough. Yeah. No, I got me. It can be. You know, my condolences again. You know, I just want
to. Well, I wasn't saying it, but
No. I mean, I would hope not. I just want to. You know what I mean?
You already gave me your condolences.
Yeah, but I didn't want to.
Hey, man, that shit helped out too.
Nah, well, appreciate it, man.
You needed that shit, and then
it's hard to deal with death. Is, you know, it's hard to deal with. I've had some deaths from young, but it don't never get no easier.
Right, right.
It's a, you know. But, you know, it's good to know, to your point, it's good to know when people start reaching out that, you know, people care.
Right.
You know what I mean? And sometimes it's tough to you know, receive it. You know what I mean? I know, like, I was younger, but, like, when I had death in the family, I know it felt, for my own self, I just didn't like the attention of it. You know what I mean? Right. Like, you know, and...
Because people say things to you, they assuming that you feel the way that they thinking.
Yeah, there's that. Like, give me an example. What you say?
No, it's just like, you know what I'm saying? They, you know, it's, you know, your mother died, da-da-da-da-da, and they come with the, I know you feel like this, and it's going to be like this, and this is going to be some ups and downs. You're like, man, come on, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't write the script.
Don't write the script. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm dealing with it my own way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their own little circumstances.
Yeah.
But when you, like, after it's over and over and over and over and over, you do get those ones who try to predict how you feeling.
Right.
Or how you should be feeling, or try to dictate how you should be feeling. Like, man, I don't really feel like that, but appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
Is that what you said?
No. You know, I always say thank you, appreciate it, blah, blah, blah. But it's just weird when you're just like, I wasn't really feeling like that.
Think you're a little off base. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, nah, it's tough. It's tough.
No,
but you know, it's tough. It's the word. You know, people don't know what to say sometimes.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the most interesting part is when a person doesn't know what to say.
Right.
But really, a lot of times, by the time you answer the phone, they've already said enough. You know what I'm saying?
By just reaching out.
Just reaching out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, I know you don't really know what to say because it ain't really much to say. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So just the fact that you reaching out is enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, I never had to experience it. So it's like, it's an epiphany. So it's kind of like when I come across people who dealing with it, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I could approach it in a better way.
Yeah. Hey.
But I ain't mean to bring the podcast
down. It's all right, man. It's all right, dog. We good. We can do it.
Bring the, you know what I'm saying, the energy off.
That's all good, man.
Debbie Downer.
Nah, man, you know.
You know what I'm saying? It's good. It's over. Everything is, you know what I'm saying, settled. We, you know, back to life, you know?
Yeah. I hear that. I was trying to think of something that trans. I'm just going to change. I mean,
yeah,
I
just change the subject, man, brother. I mean, you know what I'm saying? How about
that? Yeah? You got another side? You got a topic?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, look. I'm about to go fight a ticket tomorrow, I think, yet again.
Oh,
you know, I like
you're
it.
You're a champ in the courthouse.
I get into it, yeah, man. Shout out to my cousin Sekou. We were talking about that earlier. I think I'm all right. I feel like I got a fighting shot in this one. I had my car was back in the shop. Some shit happened.
I
think I talked about it. I crashed.
You didn't talk about the new one.
Oh,
you
right. So I had another crash. I don't even want to get all into it, but I had another situation.
With the car. You talked about when it was stolen.
Right.
They don't know you had an accident.
Yeah, I had another. It wasn't my fault.
But you were in a fender bender.
I was in a fender bender. And my fender got bent. and shit was whack for a bit. But anyway, in that time while my fender was getting bent back into shape, I had a rental. And so basically, there's a parking app that you can use. If you want to park your car, you don't always have to go to the Muni meter and get the little tag to put on top of your dashboard. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'll start with the tag on the dashboard because if you use the app, when your time is out, you can't extend your time for another 30 minutes because they're trying, I guess, distribute the parking freely or whatever.
Right.
So I was headed to an audition. It was going to be a quick situation. So I did it through the app. Mm-hmm. I went, did the audition, got something to eat, came back in time. You know what I mean? For the meter, what I paid for. Mm-hmm. But then I had a fucking ticket on my car.
And you did it through the app?
I did it through the app.
Because then the meter people ain't looking for the app.
No. The meter people, when they go to the app, they, like, when they scan your shit or look at your thing, it'll come up as paid.
Okay.
Where I fucked up at, on the app, the designated car is my whip. Right? I got a different whip. I got a rental.
Right, you didn't change the whip.
I didn't change the whip. So my shit is, I paid for parking.
Another car.
For another car.
Now you out here, this ain't the car.
This ain't the car, but you got the payment. And I got,
That scan, though, it's like, it ain't going to come up as the payment.
No, but this is the thing. When they give you the ticket, saying, yo, there was nothing on the dashboard to prove payment. Basically,
and then there's nothing in the scan to prove payment.
There is.
How? Because it's not even that registration or the license.
It don't. But this is my thing. I could show you that I pay because I got the
in court. But
yeah, I'm going to court.
Not in the little handheld.
No,
shit.
I can't go to the handheld. That's why I got to go to court. I got to see a person.
Right.
Because I got to appeal to human empathy.
I can't
fuck with the electronics.
Right.
I got to speak to a person and look in their eye.
Right.
And say, listen. You got your money.
Right.
Now, what happened was it wasn't transferred, but I could show you
right.
that this was here and this was over here.
Right.
I need you to, so that's what I'm fighting.
All right. Okay. Oh, you got a good case.
I talked to a couple people. I feel like 70%.
Yeah, you got a solid 10. It's 90% just showing up.
Woo.
And then the other 10, you got solid proof you just spent money with the city.
Well, we'll see.
You know what I'm saying?
We'll see. Y'all keep.
And that ain't even like you got an adversary. You ain't even got a police that's gonna be your adversary. So you good.
I hope
city got their money.
I hope so. We'll see. We'll see. The city could be a little greedy though, so we'll see.
I mean, yes, they are.
You know what I mean?
But you showed the time and effort.
I showed the time and effort. I'm coming
down
there.
Most people don't do that.
I'm going down there. I actually like it. I mean, you know, I got a lot of free time.
I got time today, cuz.
I got time, family.
I got time, cuz.
Don't fuck with a motherfucker with some time.
Last time I said I had to go pick up my baby, but I got time today, cuz.
I got time, cuz. Oh, shit, man. I don't want to talk to y'all about. Have you? I'll tell you a funny little story. I got a couple things. I was peeping just a little, just more of a shout out type of thing. Shout out to Tiana Taylor getting her directorship cracking.
Right.
I tried to find a director filmography to see, you know, her.
She did her husband video.
He got a video?
Yeah.
I never saw that, I know she did. Shit off of her album, about at least three records. She did Lil Duval's joint, the Pull Up, with Ty Dolla $ign.
Oh, that's what's up?
Yeah. She got I don't know who else it is, but they go by the aunties or Spike T, Tiana Spike T. But I like her. I like the aesthetic of her videos.
I mean, it's a good thing that she's not, because, you know, the entertainment industry could be soul crushing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And in her career, she has been kind of pressed down under, you know, like under Kanye. Just like never, she hasn't had her moment to shine on her own merit. And I think she's just still taking control of her creative shit that she want to do.
Yeah.
And instead of just laying back in the cut and being, you know, mama, being wife, NBA wife, you know, y'all got money, you know what I'm saying? You could drop a record here and there. Mm-hmm. She's exploring all her creative moments because she's always been a creative person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that shit is dope to be in that position and still like be like, okay, I'm gonna start this collective.
Right.
And we gonna do shit. You know what I'm saying? That's dope as fuck.
It's cool shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like
it. Yeah.
Cause, you know, it could easily have, I mean, for plenty of people, it easily have went the other way. Like, well, this entertainment industry is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, toxic masculinity. And, you know what I'm saying? These niggas trying to hold me down.
Mm.
And I'm going to just fuck it. Just do something else.
Yeah. Nah, but she putting some shit out.
Yeah.
So that's dope. I'll tell you this. This is another little I'm going to see Us this weekend. You know, Us comes out, the Jordan Peele horror film that got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Damn.
I'm trying not to look at any. I seen the trailer, but I know they leaked it. They put a scene out. I'm not watching none of the scene. You know, I like to go into the theater as blind as I can.
Mm-hmm. When it drop?
It comes out Thursday. Thursday.
Shit, I wonder if they still got tickets.
They got tickets. They got tickets for the Thursday. You should check around.
Alamo.
Maybe not. I don't know. But so I got some tickets for a good couple days later, right? A little Saturday situation. Mm-hmm. So check this out. I'm on Fandango because I got some old Fandango gift cards. I'm like, let me redeem these shits and get it cracking, because when I'm going to the little recliner piece. Mm-hmm. You know, they be wanting a lot of money for them shits.
What's the chain?
They're the AMC situation. Mm-hmm. I ain't going like to the AMC type of situation. So they want about 26.
Mm-hmm.
So I had about $75 in gift cards. Mm-hmm. So I'm going through the thing. Have you ever used Fandango before?
Yeah, I always use Fandango.
Okay. So I'm going through the Fandango shit, and I'm typing in the little gift certificate shit or the gift card numbers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put in the, it's about $57. Put in the $57 worth of shit. So I got like basically one last gift card with a balance on it. The other two don't have no balance. So I'm like, all right, bet. It's redeemed. I put these bitches in my shredder, which is right next to my fucking thing, immediately, right?
What's wrong with you?
Like, I figured it was done. I put these shits in my shredder, and what I forgot is they have a fucking timer on your transaction. Soon as my shit's shred, the shit, the timer goes out, boop. Hey, you timed out. You got to start this shit again. So now I done lost $50 worth of fucking gift card.
You ain't
trying
to put that shit back together?
Nigga, you think I did? I went through the shredder. I done found all of that shit. I assembled that shit like a Jussie Smollett leather, and I done found the shit, but it took a minute. It was a lot. It was just, you know, it was a funny moment, but I was like, God damn, I done played myself. Absolutely. No, I had to retrieve that
shit.
So
you did put it, you got it together.
Went back in my shredder, and I found it. I had to go through a bit. Good, fortunately, the gift cards are plastic, so you could kind of feel it through the paper shred. And there wasn't a lot of shredded paper in there, fortunately.
Right.
But sometimes I'll shred a whole thing of junk mail, so it'll be like 6 or 7 pages. So if you shred 6 or 7 pages, it's so thick that it could almost feel like plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So you go through all of that shit, but it took about 20 minutes, but I got it off.
He's like this motherfucking toddler that shredded $1,000 of her parent money.
Like real money?
Real money.
Oh, well, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Just fucking around with the shredder playing.
Well, there's a bunch of steps where that should have been cut off. First of all, why is the toddler near the shredder? Why is the toddler near the $1,000? What?
Listen.
You know what I mean?
You ever met a toddler? A toddler around whatever the fuck is around.
I guess. Damn.
You know what I'm saying? They don't give a fuck.
I feel like with a toddler, you always got to play defense.
Exactly.
And that was poor defense on the parents' part. $1,000 defense. They fucked up.
Shit. You know, toddlers get creative and crafty and pop up in places where you didn't necessarily think they should be.
You got more toddler experience.
I definitely got a lot of toddler experience.
So you could see how that could happen.
I don't. Because I'm not finna have no $1,000 around no goddamn toddler.
So you on my side. How the fuck did the $1,000 and the shredder get near the toddler?
Hey, man.
Hey, man, listen. What's up, man? Anything you want to say? Anything you want to talk about?
Hey, man. You know, it's not that I don't want to talk about anything. I always want to talk about things.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just out here, man, trying to get back to life, dog.
Like dig it.
You know what I'm saying? Shit been crazy, so.
Yeah.
It's been like, you know. I mean, it wasn't even crazy. Like crazy is just the amount of shit you got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So it's just moving, a lot of moving parts. So, you know. Y'all don't want to hit none of that shit, though.
Hey, man, if you want to share it, you can share it.
That will be too deep. That shit will be deep.
Oh, I dig it. I
ain't ready for that.
All right. Wow, man. Well, listen. Tell the people where you're going to be. You know what I mean? Let the people know where you're going to be.
I'm going to be in Brooklyn.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be on the gram at Mr. Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be on the Twitter at Mr. Muhammad. And I'll be here next week. I'll be, you know what I'm saying? I'll probably be back to life at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, until then, you know, I'll be here.
There you go. You know? There you go. Well, shit. I'll be at Eastville Comedy Club the weekend of the 28th. That Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come check me. I'll be over at Eastville Comedy Club in Brooklyn. And between now and then, I'll be here, you know, every Wednesday. And until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation.
The main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.